Yeah, I'm doing
recording.
I thought you were singing the Fire Emblem song for a minute.
Hiya, recording.
That's definitely what I heard.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to the 100th fucking episode of Game Show. Why do we do it? Not for listeners. Sometimes not even for our own amusement. Just some strange compulsion. I guess I do it because it's an excuse to talk to my friends, to be honest.
That is the correct answer, yes. It is the set point in a calendar to meet up.
Yeah, considering like, you know, I live on the other side of the planet. If I didn't have this, I would not talk to you guys that much at all.
No. So, yeah. Well, that sounds great. Maybe we should just stop.
Welcome to the 100th and final episode. But I got some special rounds for some special boys. And who are those special boys? Say hello, Andrew Rice.
Hello, Andrew Rice.
He does it every time. Say hello, James J. Moyles.
Hello. I'm not going to resort to cheap patter like that. Don't you worry.
And who knows what patter he'll resort to. Say hello, Murph.
Hello, Andrew Rice.
That was probably the most predictable answer, to be fair.
Yeah.
And I can't find a pen, so I put in the points in bloody Excel, like a big boy.
Whoa, you're finally using a computer. It's only taken 100 episodes.
I think I've done this once or twice before. Oh, probably so. On that one where the points ended up being in like numbers I couldn't even pronounce.
Yeah, that you pointed me to that.
Anyway, let's get into round one, shall we?
Yeah.
This will just be a standard I'll ask questions and you can answer in a loop format. So Andy to answer first on question one. What video game franchise is widely considered to have been the movie script that was eventually retooled into the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Oh, I wasn't aware that was a rumour. Which doesn't bode well, because if I think about games about pirates or the undead that get a coin, then nope. That I was really hoping that would lead me somewhere. Is it Monkey Island?
Jay,
I was also going to go with Monkey Island.
Amos,
yes, those monkeys on that island.
Yeah, apparently Disney like were in talks to get they had like the Monkey Island license, and there was like a film was being.
It makes sense with the Lucas connection, yeah. Right?
And then it mysteriously disappeared, and they brought out a film based on their own franchise with very similar characters and plot points.
There we go.
Jay, to answer first on this one, the Souls-like video game Black Myth Wukong.
Oh, yeah.
Is based on what legendary Chinese novel?
Journey to the West.
Mus?
I'm going to say Journey to the West.
Andy?
I'll have one of your finest Journeys to the West, please.
And Jay, bonus question. What was the name of the TV show based on that book that our parents' generation used to watch?
I mean, if you're in Japan, the answer is Dragon Ball. Fuck it, Dragon Ball. Why not?
Mass.
It is Noddy.
And Andy.
Can I think of any old people shows? Probably not.
Last of Summer Wine.
I don't think it's that. I think it'll be The Good Life.
No, it was called Monkey.
Oh, Monkey Puncher? That. Anyone?
I'll pass.
Three. What was the first Sega game released on a Nintendo home console, Mats?
The first Sega game released on a Nintendo home console was, of course, Mario and Sonic and the Olympic Games.
Andy?
I can't think of any on the N64, which makes me think it's the GameCube. And when I think of the GameCube, it's a toss-up between two games. I don't know which one came first. So I'm going to go with Super Monkey Ball.
And Jay?
Yes, I think I've sussed out what Luke is doing. I think it's Super Monkey Ball.
It is indeed Super Monkey Ball. No, because during the N64, there was still the Saturn and then the Dreamcast. It was only when the Dreamcast died.
Yeah. I was just wondering if like there was ever like an overlap where like the last Sega game came to the N64 or something. But I don't know anything about that generation. It's not my era.
Billy Hatcher must have been around then, right? That was a quite early.
I thought that would be a bit later.
Yeah. That was when they were totally a third party at that point. Because there was like Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 before that. Maybe even Sonic Heroes. Anyway, Andy, to answer first again. Who was the first character not created in Japan to appear in Super Smash Bros.? As a playable character, there's probably some trophies or bollocks that I don't know about.
Diddy Kong?
Jay?
Yes, it is Diddy Kong.
And Mus?
Yeah, the Diddy Kong.
I still don't really understand this ape-year thing. I don't know what that
it's
means.
It's because of the movie, isn't it? It's the year of the King Kong.
Oh, I don't.
King Kong comes out like every year.
I don't think that's what Luke's doing. But we'll find out.
And Jay, to go first, the last question on this round. This is really a test of do you guys listen to Luke Loves Pokemon? What Japanese sort of culturally imagined rivalry is represented in the Star Fox franchise?
I genuinely don't know. I'm guessing it's going to be to do with Andross and Fox. Because Andross is a big monkey head. The fox and the monkey.
Jay, Mus, sorry.
Yeah.
That was Jay. The second Jay, Mus.
The fox and the monkey is a compelling answer.
Yes, you know it is.
It's, of course, based on the classic Japanese folklore of Good Night, Mr. Fox. As told by...
Sorry, Good Night, Mr. Fox. As in, was it Good Night, Mr.
No,
Tom?
Good night, Mr. Fox. Oh,
not in Japan, come on.
As ably told by the monks in Japan.
Andy.
I'm going to give a much more certain answer of the monkey versus the fox and not sound confused and like I'm guessing, because I did listen.
Oh, I didn't listen that close. I guess I'll give it to you and Jay, but it's monkeys what? And dogs, it... more specifically.
Like, the general thing, pepper.
Dogs, because foxes. The same reason that cats and dogs are considered animal like enemies in Western media,
mm-hmm.
monkeys were a big pest for Japanese farmers, and that's why they kept dogs.
Yeah, I blame Tobey Maguire in that film for the cats versus dogs rivalry.
Was he in Cats what? And Dogs?
He voices the main character, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forgot that was a film. That's why I was confused.
I saw that at the cinema. And my uncle, who is like a semi-professional dog breeder, he came out of the film and he's like, it got a bit boring when it was into all that sci-fi stuff. I liked it when it was just dogs.
That's a really cute answer. Yeah.
At the end of round one, Matt is on 3 points. Yes. Jay and Andy are both on 5 points.
Oh, no.
For round two today, we're gonna look at the people behind the games we talk about. Well, not really. We're gonna look at the cunts behind the money behind the people behind the games we talk about. In this round,
the 100th episode,
I'm gonna give you the name of a video gaming exec, and I want two things from you. The first one: should we punch him?
Yep, here we go. I know I had the theme on part.
The second part I need from you is why should we punch him? And I'll give a point to my favourite reason. That might be a little hint that the answer is usually yes.
Usually? Is it ever going to be no?
Jay, person the first. Yves Guillemot.
Yes. Because he contributed to a disgusting, horrible culture at Ubisoft and probably was involved in hiding a lot of terrible abuse and such that was going on at that company.
Mass.
I mean, you can't really top that answer. It's the truth. Yes. And because he enabled a big toxic culture at the wasteland that is UBI software.
Andy.
Yeah, and the same.
See, I guess I'm going to give the point to Jay because he said it first. I would have let one of you steal the point from him.
It does seem like he has an advantage.
Well, I would have let someone steal the point from him if one of you had just gone, yes, because he's French.
Wow. Is that the culture we have on this podcast?
It just would have been funny.
I was waiting for something to do with the rabbits or Rayman.
Yeah, or just like, oh, because of Ubisoft, you know, to bring the mood up a little bit. But nope.
I don't know that you can bring the mood up when that's the question, though.
Well, we could bring the mood up a lot by just actually punching him in the face.
It sounds like a lot of work.
And here he is now! Bam!
Tied to a chair with a gag, that's why you couldn't hear him all this time. Question two, Mus. Yeah. Bobby Kotick.
Bobby Kotick. Give him a punch.
Absolutely, yes.
Because he's been bad boy as old Bobby Kotick. And we've got it in for him because
he
might have just lost the point on that one.
Don't worry, I'm bringing it back because he's a pedo.
Yep. Okay. We were right to identify this as our last episode.
I don't know who Bobby Kotick is. Who the fuck is Bobby Kotick? Punch him.
Yes, punch him. He's the he was the top CEO at Activision Blizzard. I don't actually know what he did. I know he's a bit of a vile cunt, but I don't actually know the specifics, you know. Punch him.
Jay.
I mean, punch him. I was going to give another answer because I thought Andy might have gone deeper into his stuff, but he's pretty much just done much of the same as Yves Guillemot. He's contributed to a very toxic and horrible culture at Activision Blizzard.
I feel that he's been much more hands-on. I thought he did something.
He's been
specific.
Very hands-on.
Really? I see. So he's been, yeah. Well, yeah. He contributed exactly to that horrible culture, and lots of really disgusting skin-crawling stories coming out about. I think. I don't know much on the act, like Blizzard especially, like that side of the business was rotten to the core. So yeah,
I'm gonna give the point to Mus because I really want to court controversy and
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Randomly accusing people of being pedos.
But he did also use that offer we've cut in for him. We shouldn't give him the point.
Well, Andy, you get to go first on this one. Randy Pitchford.
Okay. Randy Pitchford deserves a punch.
Absolutely, he does. That's 1 point.
I know he watched the magician porn on his work computer or something. Or I might be conflating two things. He doesn't. Does he not believe in magic, or he loves magic? It's something to do with magic, but that's probably not the main issue here. I just remember there was a big magic link with the guy, and probably harassment and all that stuff. Really,
it's a good thing we don't have listeners, because we are throwing around a lot of unsubstantiated claims on this
libelous accusations.
Jay, do you want to make any libelous accusations about Randy Pitchford?
I'll stick to the realms of truth again. Give him a big old uppercut. Because of aliens, colonial marines. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That was going to be my answer. Yeah, bob him on the nose.
Oh, dear.
Episode 100, bob him on the nose.
Yeah, as our DT teacher always used to say. It takes like 50 muscles to smile, but only 4 to bob them on the nose. Or whatever the correct amount of muscles is to move your face around. I don't know. I'm not a fucking mathematician, is it? But yeah, bob him. Aliens, colonial marines, liar.
I guess I'm going to give Jay the point. But Andy was actually... He was accused of leaving a USB stick which contained both company secrets and, the accuser said, child porn, leaving it at a medieval times, which is the funniest part. Randy Pitchford said it wasn't child porn. It was pornography of a woman producing ping pong balls from her vagina, which he was watching for research because he's really into magic, not for sexual arousal.
I think I deserve the point for that. That was good, good insight.
He's a ping pong show enthusiast, I see.
See, when he said magician porn, I thought it was just like really raunchy pictures of Gandalf or something like that.
Well, he's a wizard, not a magician. Do not take him for some conjurer of cheap tricks. But you're going to have to be a bit more creative with this one, I expect, because Jay, should we or should we not punch David Bazooki?
I don't know who this is.
I thought you might not.
David Bazooki. Yeah, we should punch him because he's definitely a nonce. He's a horrible old cunt, and I hate him.
Wow. That's really good.
Should I beep all the times where we accuse people of being nonsense and we don't know for sure are nonsense?
I haven't accused anyone of being a nonce. I think that's... I'd like to get that out of there. Right,
the round's not done yet.
Mas, should we or should we not punch David Bazooki, the big old nonce?
Wow. David Bazooki does not deserve a punch because David Bazooki gave his lifeblood to the hit TV show hosted by Jake Humphries, Bamzooki.
I was unironically going to do a Bamzooki joke.
Great. I've never heard of Bamzooki, so I feel like I've really missed out.
Oh, no, Andy. What were you doing with your life as a child?
Not watching Bamzooki, that's for sure.
Well, Mass isn't getting a point, because I'm pretty sure we should punch him.
For creating Bamzooki.
I'm going to use that small hint and assume that he does need a punch. And because of all of the allegations against him.
Because of all the above.
Undeservedly calling no, he deserves a punch because he's the creator of Roblox. Like,
is that wrong?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's got loads of child labour shit.
Is it?
Oh.
Someone hasn't been watching the People Make Games documentaries?
No.
No. Correct.
But I have also just seen that he did do a lot of philanthropic work for like cancer treatments, but probably with a tiny percentage of his own money, and he would be better off just paying his taxes. So
it's the classic issue of cancer treatment versus child labor.
Yeah,
he we're weighing it up.
Maybe he doesn't deserve the noose, but he definitely deserves a bop on the nose. Must last one.
We've been judging whether people deserve the noose so far. To be fair,
I mean, I just assume that all executives do. I can give the point to Jay for calling him a nuts.
What? But there's no proof of this.
Yeah, I know, but it's a funny answer. Right, Mas, should we or should we not punch Hidetaka Miyazaki?
No, we should obviously not punch him because he... Because he loves King Kong.
Okay.
Have you got any proof of this?
He loves King Kong because it's good drama, good action.
Andy, should we not punch Hidetaka Miyazaki?
I'm sure we should.
Why?
Why not? I just think we're on a bit of a roll here. We should really keep it going, keep the mood high, and then there's probably someone even worse on the other side, so we don't want to, like, cool down and not be able to punish the worst guy afterwards. So keep our kill streak going.
Jay, should we not punch Hidetaka Miyazaki?
This is the last question. I don't know who else is coming after Miyazaki that Andy's so afraid of. but the answer is...
It's a second form.
It's a regretful yes. Because he's made a lot of good games. However, that man keeps fucking making poison swamps, and he needs to be stopped.
My answer was going to be yes, just because he seems like a bit of a dork. I'm going to give it to Andy because I like the idea that we're just on a punching spree and we can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at the end of round two, Mus is on 4 points. That can't... Oh, no, sorry. That's his points for this round. I haven't done that.
Good job. If only you had some sort of spreadsheet to keep track
Mus
of
these. Mus is on 7 points. Jay and Andy are both on 11 points. 7-11. So I think Jay's the only one who's correctly figured out what the fuck I'm doing here.
Yes.
We've had a roundabout monkeys.
Yeah,
we've had a roundabout punching.
No.
Yep.
Now it's time for a roundabout monkey puncher.
Of course.
For fuck's sake. This is not 100th episode material. I thought you actually had a fucking plan.
Yeah, boy. Mate, I've been planning to do a 100th episode special on monkey puncher for like 80 episodes.
That is the most anticlimactic. I'm taking control of the 200th episode.
If you're going to edit and upload it, you are. If not, I can choose what goes up. This is like that time that you tried to insist that your one was going to come out in whatever month. And I was like, no, because I want to do this anniversary and I get to choose. Anyway, closest date wins. When did Monkey Puncher first come out? Mus.
Let's take a trip to the year 2000. Not much has changed, but Monkey Punch has just come out.
That's exactly where my month went.
Month and day.
Do I want to give you a month and day? The day would be the 1st, and the month would be April.
Okay. Andy.
What was the question?
When did Monkey Puncher come out?
Where, in Europe or Japan?
Oh, this is Japan, yeah, I think, because my Google gives me Japan automatically. I just realised.
I'll go with the 24th of March, 2000.
What? Get off my year.
Jay?
We're going to party like it's 1999.
Oh.
And do you remember the 21st night of September?
Andy, are you cheating?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Take points away for this heinous, heinous disrespect of Monkey Puncher.
There was a brief moment I was thinking, like, did he look up, like, previous March releases for his quiz or something? But no, he's
definitely... literally asked you which date you wanted.
Literally being a cheating little toe rag. But I respect it, so he's going to get a point. In fact, he's going to get 2 points for being dead on. Question two. What are the default names for the male and female characters in Monkey Puncher? Andy.
Let's go with Jonathan and Sarah.
Jay.
I and little monkey fella.
Martin,
could you not think of one of the other monkeys?
No.
Do you think of Gon Gon or Mimi?
It wasn't Gon Gon.
Baby.
It wasn't. Or... No, it's little monkey fella. I've given my answer. Let's move on.
Is the doctor just called Doc? He hasn't got like a double name, has he?
Are we talking Monkey Puncher or
like Monkey Ball?
Yeah, I think he is just Doc. The others are I Gon Gon.
No, he's called Doctor. He's full on Doctor. He's a professional. Wow. He can't shorten his name.
Well, maybe he's not like a doctor. That's just his name.
And he does wear a lab coat, so he's pretty professional.
Mr. Musselwhite?
Yes, yes. I believe it's El Gobbo.
He's bad.
El Gobbo. And it's also Paul.
No, it's Kenta and Sumire.
Oh, no.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
For the record, he's a mysterious old monkey who drifts around Monkey Island in a state of confusion. He has no idea what his name is or who he is. He has amnesia, but he makes inventions for everyone, so they started calling him Doctor out of respect.
I see. Some super monkey ball lore. Here on this episode 100, Monkey Puncher Spectacular.
Were you surfing the shit monkey game, putting in a good one?
Hey.
Andy, have you played Monkey Puncher? Why not?
It is pretty fun.
Why would I? It's not really, you know, it doesn't seem to be important.
Whoa.
You're incorrect.
At this point.
Have you played The Logical Adventure of the Zumbinis yet, Andy?
No.
Jay to go first, sorry. What is the name of the first monkey, what you get in Monkey Puncher?
Don't you dare say El Gobbo.
This has come up on Game Show before.
Mm.
Shouldn't be reusing content then, should you?
Well, this question has come up.
If it's come up on Game Show before...
So it could be one of our names.
Yuji Naka.
Less.
Yeah. It's...
What's the name of the first monkey?
It's why I'm called Mus. It's Mus.
He wasn't named until he was 19 years old.
for a second, a brief second, I was like,
you
wow.
Thought that he's heard that nickname and was like, yes, that's the one for me.
Also, it's just his surname. So.
Yes, I know.
Oh, dear.
Andy.
Randy Pitchford.
And Jay.
Am I gonna go again? Okay.
Why are you gonna have two goes?
I have another one.
I don't remember what you guessed.
No, I think you just fucked up the order, mate. I think
just keep going till my bed. Stumbled on the right answers. That was happening.
I genuinely can't remember what Jay said as his answer to this question.
It was the right answer, mate. Whatever you got there is the right answer.
Oh, that's a point to Jay because he said Freddy.
Yeah, he definitely didn't say Freddy, just to confirm.
Question three.
You better not have given him that point.
What publisher developed or published or whatever? What's the name of the company on the box of Monkey Puncher?
Excellent stuff. Really committed to this round, aren't you?
Honestly, this whole podcast was just about that bit where I said we did Monkeys and Puncher and now it's Monkey Puncher. Everything else is immaterial to me.
Who's answering the question, Luke? You haven't actually said.
That's a good point, isn't it? You, mate.
Taito.
Jay.
Oh, okay, right. Taito then. Let's see what we're doing.
Mas?
I'm not going. That's the coward's way out. It was developed by Tito.
Oh, that is the Japanese pronunciation, so that's a point to us.
Well done.
By the way, it's fucking not.
Of course it isn't.
Just to confirm, no one was asking.
You're so cultured, Mas.
Question five. Please summarise the plot of Monkey Puncher. Jay to go first. Best answer wins.
Best. Not most accurate.
Well, if you've been paying attention, you should know the plot from previous episodes of the Game Show.
Well, it's good. This game is not in my area of interest.
Well, you seem to know a lot of facts about it, though.
So, your dad, right? He gets kidnapped, and the only way that you can save your dad is by getting monkeys to punch, as it says in the title of the game, other monkeys. And eventually, you will save your dad and have a fun old time with all your monkey pals. Like Freddy. I remember him.
From a few minutes ago.
Yep. Establishing I'm not a goldfish.
I had forgotten, to be fair.
Yeah, but you're actively choosing not to.
Establishing that Andy is a goldfish.
Mas, what's the plot of Monkey Puncher?
Yeah, so basically, Monkey Puncher is a game where terrible tragedy strikes at the start of the game. Oh, yeah, no. It's really bad. It involves losing a member of your family to the mafia or yakuza, depending on what you want to call them. And you know, that's bad time. But your grandpa's there, and your grandpa's like, "Hey, have you met my Freddy?" And you go, "No, I haven't."
Have you met my Freddy?
He says, "This is my Freddy." And you go, "That's a monkey." And he's like, "Yeah, it's a monkey, but it's a monkey with a twist. Because this monkey has got a pair of boxing gloves on. And he's got mad beef with the mafia as well."
Hell yeah.
"But we got to do this the right way because we're a family of honor. So we're going to rise to the top of the king of the monkey fist tournament." where at the end you'll get to beat the mafia monkeys and reunite with your father. That's it.
Once upon a time there was a boy and he met a monkey and then he punched the monkey and then the game ends because animal abuse is bad. Please respect monkeys. The end.
I guess I'll give it to Matt. He, of course, knew the plot of Monkey Puncher because he's played it. But yeah, it is about
like
your dad
getting advantage.
It is about your dad getting kidnapped by the Yakuza, and the only way to pay off his ransom is to train monkeys for the monkey boxing.
Yeah,
I remember the dad getting kidnapped, but I don't know why that stuck in my head. I remember that.
Yeah, it's weird,
because it is like it
iconic.
Is insane.
Yes.
Final question. What is the name of the Yakuza group who kidnap your dad? And I will give a hint before Andy's like, "Oh, how would I know that?" It's Japanese for monkey.
That's not a big hint for me, because my Japanese is lacking.
Must go first, anyway.
Yeah, so basically it's the Japanese word for monkey.
Andy?
If he mispronounces it, Luke, don't give him the fucking point.
Right, well, before Andy answers, let's see if Jay's Dragon Ball knowledge is enough for him to Tie point without.
Oh! Is it Ozaru?
Andy, what's the answer?
I just got Saru.
Yeah, oh means like great, because he's a great monkey when he turns into Ozaru.
Yeah, but, you know, the Yakuza are a great organization.
Well, Andy, he's really pro-Yakuza.
Andy, I guess it's you can now decide who wins. Do you win, or are the Yakuza great?
Ooh, it's the toughest question I've ever had in my life. I mean, it depends. What do you mean by are the Yakuza great?
Well, you're going to come down now with your definitive answer. Yakuza, good or bad?
I'm going to go with the Yakuza are bad.
Oh, well,
they are
a
naughty group that need disbanding. Yeah, I knew that's what you're going to say.
I'm going to uninstall the three Yakuza games.
It's called the Like a Dragon series, actually, so it doesn't matter.
The three that I've got are called Yakuza Zero, Yakuza
Don't know.
Not if you've got the Japanese versions of them, then they'll be called.
I've got Yakuza Remastered collection up here on my shelf.
And in your English copy. Yeah, sure, but that's not what it's called in Japan, is it? That's the whole fucking point, is they've relined the fucking name so that they're more similar across the markets.
I've been told they're bad now, and I was standing up for them, so fine.
Yeah, well, that's fine. That's freed, like, you know, hundreds of hours of my future free time, knowing that I don't have to play those.
I mean, look, it's fine. If you don't want to have a quintessential video game experience,
well, he's just saying, he's going back on what he said.
You're only cheating yourselves.
They are good. So Jay gets the point. I see. So Jay,
the question is, what is the message of the Yakuza games? Is it that the Yakuza are good? No. Learn your lessons, bitch.
Is today's winner is the winner of episode 1.
Momentous and appropriate, I feel. Earnestly, thanks for listening to 100 episodes of this.
See, listen to this shitty outro. He's so baffled by the happenings that he can't even outro properly.
Happenings. Jay was making a perfectly valid outro.
Do you know what? Fuck you! There's your fucking outro.
I wouldn't have wished for anything else.
Wow.
Here's to 100 more.
Bye.
Goodbye.